This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev. It begins in Perek Lamed Zayin. It spans Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, and Mem in Sefer Bereishis. Parshas Vayeshev launches us into the story of Yosef HaTzadik, which will captivate our attention for the last four parshios of the book of Bereishis. There is so much to learn. Let me give you a parsha overview. Perek Lamed Zayin tells us about the dreams of Yosef, the jealousy of the brothers, and the sale of Yosef to Potiphar in Egypt. Perek Lamed Ches diverges from the topic of the story of Yosef to tell us the story of Yehuda, who ultimately has relations with his daughter-in-law Tamar. Zarach and Peretz are born from that union. Perek Lamed Tes resumes the narrative of Yosef. We find him in the house of Potiphar, where Ashes Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, attempts to seduce him. He is successful in resisting her temptations. He is thrown by Potiphar, Sar HaTabachim, into jail. Perek Mem finds him in jail, where he meets the butler and the baker, and he interprets their dreams. So I want to actually quote a pasuk that doesn't have to do with the story of Yosef per se, but rather one topic in the story of Yosef. Perek Lamed Zayin begins by informing us that Yosef is the beloved son of Yaakov. He makes him the ksonas pasum, the special multicolored coat. Rashi tells us that pasum is an acronym for the troubles that would befall Yosef: Potiphar, Sochrim, Yishmaelim, and Midianim. He falls into the hands of Potiphar. He will be bought and sold by Sochrim merchants, Yishmaelim, and Midianim. And he has dreams, and the brothers are not so happy with his dreams. He seems to be dreaming of Malchus and dominion over them. One fine day, the brothers go out, the Shvatim, to be shepherds with the sheep of their father. And that is the pasuk that I want to talk about. Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis. Vayelchu Echav Lirot Etzon Avihem B'Shchem. One day the brothers go out to be shepherds with the flocks of their fathers in Shchem, and Yaakov sends Yosef to find his brothers. Ultimately, they throw him into the pit. He is pulled out from the pit and he is sold. But it is fascinating to consider how much the job of being a shepherd is a focus on the lives of the Avos and the Imahos and our great leaders. Again, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayelchu Echav Lirot Etzon Avihem B'Shchem. Not Lirot with an olive to see, rather Lirot with an eye. The brothers go out to shepherd their father's flocks in Shechem. So I am quoting from the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach, insights of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita into the Parsha. A Rav and a Dayan in Bnei Brak, Rav Zilberstein's father-in-law, was Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashuv Zatzal. On this pasuk, Rav Zilberstein writes, I have often read the words of Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, and I have contemplated the meaning. What is the pasuk Rav Zilberstein quotes? Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Famous pasuk. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li haro ebeshoshanim. The reason it's so famous is because I'm to my beloved and my beloved is to me, is the famous acronym of Elul. However, what is less famous is the end of the pasuk, haro ebeshoshanim. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li haro ebeshoshanim. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. He who grazes his sheep with roses. What does this actually mean, says Rav Zilberstein? Do we understand the concept of grazing with roses? Have you ever seen a shepherd guarding his flock with the help of roses? I heard a marvelous explanation, says Rav Zilberstein, in the name of Hagaon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. One shepherd may possess a loud voice, which he uses to safeguard his flock. Just let a sheep stray from the others, and with a booming shout, the shepherd will bring it running back to join his flock. On the other hand, another shepherd is outfitted with a large stick and a sheepdog or two. Any sheep that dares stray will be kept in line by the stick and the dogs. However, both of these methods of shepherding are really not ideal. The one who yells with a loud voice to bring the sheep back to the flock, and the one who hits his sheep to bring him back to the flock. Those are both less than ideal. Says Rav Zilberstein, but there is another kind of shepherd, a leader of a flock, who is none of these. He does not have a loud voice. He does not have a stick to hit. He does not have dogs to bark and instill terror in the sheep. Nevertheless, the sheep are extraordinarily quick to obey his wishes. What is his secret to total mastery over the flock. That is the roses he keeps in his knapsack, which spread their fragrance far afield. I'm directly quoting from Alelu Shaber Sefer Bereishis. With this fragrance in their nostrils, the sheep have no desire to leave the flock, neither a loud voice, nor a brandished stick, nor barking dogs are used to keep the sheep in line, but only a wonderful fragrance that convinces them they are in the very best possible place. It's interesting because here we are told in Perek Lamed Zayin, the brothers go out to shepherd the flocks of their father. Yaakov Avinu, after he works 14 years for his wives, Rachel and Leah, actually not in that order, sort of in that order, but he marries them out of order. He spends 6 years working for his flocks. But Kol Kochi Avadati as Avichan. He works with his whole might as a shepherd for the flocks of Lavan and to amass his own flocks. Moshe Rabbeinu proves his worth to be the leader and the shepherd of Klal Yisrael by being the leader and the shepherd of the sheep of Yisrael. Rachel, when Yaakov meets her by the well, she is bringing the flocks of her father to drink. When Moshe meets Tzipora and the daughters of Yisrael, Perek Beis in Shemos, they are being shepherdesses. David, King David, David Malch Yisrael, before he ascended to kingship, before his anointment, he was a shepherd. There is something very special about our avos and our imahos and our great leaders of Israel in that they were shepherds. And here we see that the great shift they call when to be shepherds with the sheep of their father. What is the key to being a shepherd? What does it mean? Ani ledodi vedodi li haro'eh b'shoshanim. I into my beloved is to mine, who is a shepherd with roses. We learn such a strong Musar Haskell from here. There are different ways to lead. And it's so relevant to us and to every single one of us. We are all leaders. Some might be leaders in a classroom. Some might be leaders in the Beis Medrash or a yeshiva. Some of us, perhaps a vast majority of us, may lead our families. And we are all shepherds and leaders. Some lead with a strong yelling voice. Some lead with a harsh stick. And then others lead with roses in their knapsack, haro abba shoshanim, that lead with roses, who know how to keep the flock and the sheep attached to the shepherd, not with a yelling voice, and not with a staff or sheepdog, but with the fragrance of roses, the sheep never want to veer too far away from the shepherd. Rabbi Zilberstein says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu too shepherds his flock with roses. Ani ledodi vedodi li haro abba shoshanim. How, says Rabbi Zilberstein? He directs our attention to the good fragrance emanating from the Torah and mitzvos of our Tamidei Chachamim, our Torah scholars. And Hashem tells us, my children, if you see harm coming to you, if you stray from the flock, return to the Beis Medrash and do not leave, and you will be saved. When we choose to cling to our leaders who lead with the pleasant fragrance of roses, with the kindness, the warmth, the depth, the love of Torah, we will never want to stray from the flock. But I think more than just applying this to Talmidei Chachamim, like I said, it's extremely important for all of us to take this lesson and apply it in our own lives. We are all shepherds in some fashion over proverbial sheep. And there's a choice of how we want to keep those sheep connected to the shepherd. Let it be with the love, the beauty of Torah, the pleasant fragrance of roses, so that the sheep will never want to go anywhere else but into the study halls of Torah. So I wish you a wonderful day. I thank you for learning with me. And I look forward to journeying through the life and lessons learned from Yosef HaTzadik in future parshios. Have a wonderful day, Kol Tov, and a good Shabbos.